Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from a couple of people in the Tax Quips forum with this problem this week. They've sold real estate on an installment sale. They've been the mortgage holder. And after a while, the buyer defaulted and they had to repossess the property. Let's look at the problems arising when you carry a mortgage. Well, my friends, with bank and CD rates being so incredibly low, it is tempting to make investments that provide a seemingly safe, secure rate of return, especially one that's guaranteed for several years and secured by real estate. So here you are renting out your house. The tenant has been paying rent diligently for years. They want to buy the house and you're ready to sell. What a great deal. No real estate commissions, no need to worry about those pesky escrow fees. Let's just do a quickie sale with a fixed interest rate, pull some loan docs off the internet, and away we go! Don't bother with a credit check or employment check or informing the underlying lender that there's a new buyer or even to ensure that there's enough of a down payment so it hurts when they walk away from the property. No problem. Suddenly, here they are, they're not paying anymore, and to avoid getting the property foreclosed on by the underlying mortgage, remember, they're still one of those, you have to start covering the mortgage payments. Oh yeah, the tenant makes the random payment, or not, but you have no choice. You try to evict them and repossess the house. And can you imagine they get mad at you, and they utterly vandalize the house? Yes. That's one of this week's situations. By the time you get the house back, you're going to be paying out 3 to 10 times what they paid you just to get the house back into some order. Maybe you would have been better off letting it go to foreclosure altogether. Let me give you some brief tips. 1. As much as you love and trust them, do a complete credit check and speak directly to their employer to ensure they still have a job and that they're not flakes. That they're going to keep them employed. 2. Don't carry paper with anyone who's self-employed. If they don't feel like running their business anymore, it's really hard for you to collect money from them. 3. Go through the proper channels when you sell. Do the escrow thing, the title thing, and everything else. Yes, it costs a little more, takes a little more time, you're going to be better off. 4. If they're going to assume or pay your mortgage, your underlying existing mortgage, make sure you notify the lender and that the lender approves and puts them on the loan instead of you. You don't need them mucking up your credit. 5. Be sure you have the willingness to start foreclosure proceedings when they miss 2 payments. If not, you're going to get suckered. If you can't be bothered with all the right details and you can't harden your heart, instead, help them arrange for financing and get your money and run. You are not equipped to carry a loan. True, this doesn't happen often, but when 2 different people in 2 different parts of the country bring this to me on the same day, it makes you take notice. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about selling on installment, repossessions, and other tax and business issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.